Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Nanette Miner is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Nanette is a nationally renowned author and consultant in the field of workplace learning, and she's the president and managing consultant for the Learning Doctor LLC. Her book is called Teaching Thinking, and there's a subtitle there. I don't have. She'll tell us about that in a minute. And so she's here to talk to us about this, how we're going to deal with this demographic wave that's happening right now. As you know, a wave in nature is energy, right? It's energy moving through a medium. That's what a wave in the ocean is. Well, there's one of those going on right now through our population as baby boomers decide to enter the salad days and do something else besides work. And they retire, and some of them are shuffling off this mortal coil. And the Gen Y, the millennials, are coming on board. How's that shift, how's that swap working out? Dr. Nanette Miner, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you. One quick correction. The company name is The Training Doctor.
What did I say?
The Learning Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Essentially the same.
No, you know what's really sad about that is I'm looking at the word training right here. I had it learning in my head, but anyway, what it says right here, you're a learning expert, so I guess that's where I got that. Anyway,
correct.
So it's the teaching doctor.
No, the training doctor.
What did I say?
By the end of this interview,
anyway,
everybody will know what it is.
you think after 18 years I get this. It's the training doctor, LLC. The book is called Teaching Thinking. What's the subtitle?
The subtitle is Solving the Impending Leadership Crisis.
All right. It works better when you say it. All right. Nanette, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a good sport. Okay. You've got research on what's going on right now in, as baby boomers who now are we're in our 60s, right? The very leading edge of the baby boomers are around 70 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're retiring at millions a year. And the millennials are coming on board, and pretty much all the millennials are at least voting age right now, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much 18 or more?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so they're all basically adults, all the millennials. They're either in the workplace or about to be. So how's that swap happening? How's it working out?
Well, I think anybody who's been reading the newspapers or watching the news in the last 3, 4, 5 years will realize it's not working out real well. Most organizations are saying, you know, we can't find enough people with job skills, entry-level job skills, and most surveys on college graduates, the students themselves are saying, I got this education, but it hasn't prepared me to get a job. So, you know, the title of my book, as you said, is Solving the Impending Leadership Crisis. My premise and my concern is, if companies aren't finding the skills that they need right now for entry-level employees, what happens in 15 or 20 years when all
right.
those boomers are out of the workforce and the millennials by default are going to rise to leadership positions because they need warm bodies? But now we'll have a bunch of people who have
right.
no leadership skills as well. If they don't have job skills today in 2015, when will they develop leadership skills by, say, you know, 2025, 2030?
It's not
that far down the road.
That is an excellent question. I think it's the question of the moment. However, I do think we should point out we should clear up a couple of things. When you say they don't have any job skills, I think we should define what that means. When you say job skills, tell us what you mean.
Well, that is not really my area of research. My knowledge is what you and everyone else has seen on the news and read in the business
right.
journals, is the companies are constantly lamenting we can't find enough people who have, you know, mathematical skills or
right.
communication skills.
Now,
or
those are issues. Okay, so these, the reason I wanted, I think we should use maybe we should improve our language, and I say our, I mean all of us. And here's where I say this. I've been studying the millennials now for quite some time, and with great fervor, and I've done it in on the show, and I've done it in real life as employer. What I've discovered is, number one, the millennials probably are the best human beings we've ever raised. They are really good people. Number two, they haven't been taught to work.
Exactly.
And so when they get to work, they don't know really how to work. And that's not, that's really, sounds like a horrible thing to say about somebody, but it's the truth, and it's not meant to be abrupt or rude. Number two. Number three, they bring with them, if you're a company that uses any kind of 21st century capability, including new media and technology, they bring with them skills that I need right now. And that I don't have to train them to do. So right. They do bring things to the table that are beneficial, and over which, Nanette, I have hired 20-somethings instead of 40-somethings for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a delicate balance, and the 40-somethings is what's in known as the Gen X. It's a much smaller population than the boomers. The boomers mm-hmm. are a huge population. Gen X is half the size of the boomers, and the millennials are actually a larger population than the boomers. So you're right, we have this balance between the 40-year-olds who have that long-time work experience, which is what is necessary for leadership. Studies have shown it takes about 30 years of increasing business responsibility and experience before somebody is capable of a leadership position. And then we have these young people who have the technological skills that the Gen X is missing, but don't have those basic skills, communication skills or writing skills.
Are the skills about showing up and staying on station? Now, see, this is the thing, and I am going to sound a little rude here now, Nanette, when I say this. A lot of millennials, way too many of them, as I said earlier, they don't know how to work.
Mm.
And you know how to work. I know how to work. They think they know how to work, but they don't really know how to work. Because,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, ask one of them how long it's been since they broke a sweat, right? and I'm being only a little bit facetious.
But
here's what we have to remind ourselves of, and that's not their fault.
Right. And I was just going to say that
our
as well.
Fault.
People probably accuse you of millennial bashing. I know
yep.
that I've heard that as well. And my argument, and I can hear it in what you're saying as well, is that those are what we are labeling as personality flaws are really developmental flaws.
That's right.
No, nobody taught them
it's
those
It's not
skills.
Their fault. And here's the thing. And so when you try to teach them, though, they receive that information wholeheartedly. They just have to be taught. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. What's the difference in hiring a millennial from when baby boomers were hired? Is there a difference? I think so. Dr. Nanette Miner and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.